Welcome to the Find My New Life podcast. I'm Christopher Lapine, spiritual liberation author and speaker. This podcast brings you inspiration, hope, and answers for how to live a modern, God-centered spiritual life. It will help you have a more direct, deeper experience of God, find more happiness, and live your incredible God-given destiny. You can find all my podcasts, as well as videos, books, and more at findmynewlife.com. So, let's get started with today's show. Hello, this is Chris. This is the podcast for January the 14th, 2023. Remember who you really are. The truth will set you free. This is my third podcast of the year, and I am so glad you're here. Thanks for coming. And in today's podcast, you're going to learn about who you really are. What is your place in the universe? What is your place in this life? And what does that mean for you? In today's podcast, you're going to learn the truth about yourself. You're going to find more hope and more power. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter how you may feel about what's going on in the world, and it is pretty challenging, pretty disheartening at times, you're going to find a better doorway to the spiritual realms, to spiritual experience, to all that is. You're going to have an approach that's free of any middlemen, a direct line to the spiritual, or an improved line to the spiritual. You're going to have more power for yourself and for the world to go forward. I believe in you. I believe in me. I believe in our role in this spiritual life. So let's really be together on this one today. We come from many, many, many different backgrounds. There are hundreds of thousands of us who are spiritual seekers. Some of us consider ourselves light workers. Some of us consider ourselves star seeds and other spiritual beings. Some of us consider ourselves Christians, Buddhists, Hindu. It doesn't matter. We can all unify as one on this incredible, incredible destiny we have as really the children of God with an amazing destiny. And please, I want you to understand today that the power of our attitudes, of our thoughts, determines so much. And the beauty of it is that we have the choice in every moment, in every day, to release the complete potential that was meant for us, that is meant for you. Please understand that and have joy in that. It's that's really the good news. You have the choice and can have a better life and make more of an impact in the world. If you continue, and you've probably heard this before, if you continue to do what you've always done and think what you've always thought, you're going to continue to have the kind of life you've always had. So it's about changing. It's about being opened. The power of your thoughts, the power of your attitudes determines your destiny. Your attitudes, your thoughts are doorways or they're barriers. They're enablers or they're blockers to the real spiritual reality within. They're blockers to God. They're blockers to all spiritual influences, or they're enablers to what you were really meant to have, to all the gifts that should be given to you. Your attitudes, your thoughts are either energizers or de-energizers. They're either spiritualizers or de-spiritualizers. So come with a totally open mind, but think logically, let your inner spirit tell you what is true. And I'm going to present a few key ideas today, and I promise you that these will help you move forward. You have amazing potential. So the first is that if you go forward and believe the core truths and come with the right attitude, everything is open to you. All spiritual gifts within, all the potential, all the power to do more. So trust the guidance you're going to get from your spirit within. This approach means you don't need any middlemen. You don't need anyone telling you what to think, or what to do. And this will lead you to incredible adventures, incredible revelations, power, strength, the immersion in the light, the immersion in the love, the expression of who you are in an amazing destiny. You will have more effective, more direct contact with the source of all reality, the Creator. There is amazing, amazing power within you. And I'm going to give you the key today. And you may already know this key, but let's just go over it again today. But I'm going to give you the key today that is going to unlock, potentially unlock, unlimited power, unlimited love, energy, light for your transformation, to transform whatever you're dissatisfied with your spiritual nature, anything. So please remember that there are some core realities that you really need to accept before you can have a better life. But you can. That's the complete excitement, the complete wonder of it all. And I have to tell you, before I get into this, I kind of forgot that about 10 days ago. If you listened to last week's podcast, I was a day late because I had an amazing disappointment a week ago this Saturday. And it's because I forgot the core realities. I didn't spend enough time with my inner spirit, with God. I just didn't. I became completely depleted. So let's go forward here. Please remember, you have amazing potential, and I believe in you. I believe in us. Believe in the power. So let's start. Here are the things that you should believe that are going to absolutely energize you. And you have to have faith, accept what's going on inside you, believe it. If you see it, believe it. If you push it away, if you explain it away, then you're not going to be able to experience it. So believe what you are already experiencing and you will be given more. Here we go. The first: you are meant to have a better and increasingly improving life. That's why you were created, and to help others. You're meant for a better life. Your life may be great right now. It may not be what you want, but it will always and can always improve. Your potential is unlimited for eternity across a vast universe. If you choose, you can live for eternity in an amazing spiritual destiny and explore an incredible universe. That's true. Doesn't matter who you are, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jain, Jewish, New Age, whatever you want to say, we are all children of the Creator and we have this astounding destiny. Again, faith begins the process. Next, there is a divine spirit guide inside you, and it's dedicated to just you. It's unique. It is a unique gift for you. Think about it. A divine spirit guide dedicated exclusively to your inspiration, spiritualization, and education in this universe journey. And this guide was sent. It's an eternal gift, a pledge from the Creator of the universe. You'll always have this guide if you choose. Always. It's there for you. You will never be alone. This gift of light, of energy, of love, this fragment of the Creator is inside you and gives you the unlimited power if you so choose. Again, faith. Accept what's going on inside, and you'll begin to get more of it. The next point, you are a child. You are truly the offspring of the Creator of all, who is the source. God is the Creator of the entire universe, everything. At one point, there was nothing. Only the self-conscious God. And out of all that came the incredible physical universe that we see, all of its people, all the beings on all planets, everything. And because this creator is the source of self-conscious people, of people. Of course, this creator is a real person. And because this creator gave you a piece of himself, an actual fragment of the creator is in you, this spirit guide, you can have a direct communication with the creator of the entire universe. I'll say it again. You can have a direct communication with the creator of the entire universe because the creator lives within. The creator has a central source, yes, central source where the direct presence of the creator is, but there is an actual fragment of the creator in you. And please understand that God loves you to the fullest degree that you can imagine and well beyond that. The creator of the entire universe loves you as though you were the only being in all of creation and will be the only being in all of creation. Your father of light and life and love and happiness and joy and possibility and the expression of all that's true and beautiful and good loves you totally and knows you. Your loving creator is with you right now, knows your thoughts, your feelings, your challenges. And your creator has placed you at this point in history, in this place, in these circumstances, because it's the best thing for your spiritual growth and it's going to be the best thing for your spiritual destiny years and years and decades and centuries from now. We just can't say why. And your placement of where you are right now means the best thing for me and all other beings. So it's all perfectly arranged, no matter what you're going through right now. Again, get back to the faith. How do you know that God is your loving divine parent? How do you know that God takes the role of a loving universal father as a good father would? How do you know this? Use your faith, accept what the spirit within is trying to tell you. Again, it circles around faith, acceptance of what's going on. This is incredible news so far, isn't it? So, okay, you're a child with unlimited destiny. You're a child of the very creator of the universe. You have an absolute source of energy, light, and love, and power, and a direct line to the creator of the universe inside you. This also means that you and I, everybody listening to this podcast, everybody on the planet is a sister or brother. This means that every spiritual being you can think of, every spiritual teacher, living, dead, onward, is your sister or your brother. We are all part of the universal family of the universal Father. Faith. Have faith in what you're experiencing within. And this is really, I think, the best news of all. The only thing that's needed in order to experience the truths about yourself and the universe and others is the acceptance, using your faith to believe what's going on inside. And letting that motivate your life. If you just kind of believe things, that's belief. But when you completely embrace and begin to base your actions, your life, your external world on this, that reaches the level of faith. And it's faith that can begin to change your life. Forget about all the terms that have been attached to it. We have to liberate these terms about faith, belief, God, etc., that have been discolored sometimes by what other people have done with them. Reclaim it. Reclaim your birthright. You are a child of a loving universal father. You are a child of a loving divine parent for all eternity. Sit with it. Listen, meditate on it, and grasp with your faith what that really means. Think about it. It's mind-blowing what it really means. I think, let's take a look. at the first point. You are meant to have a better and increasingly improving life. That means that no matter what you're going through, things can always get better. Whatever it is. Now, materially, we might not always get what we want, but spiritually, we will. So if I have dissatisfactions, if you have dissatisfactions, frustrations, disappointments, sorrows, those feelings can be soothed. Those feelings can be transformed, can regenerate you. The very things sometimes that we try to avoid, the very things that cause us pain, can be the fulcrums to release total spiritual joy. And that's because, point number two, there is a divine spirit in you dedicated to you. This spirit was sent by the creator of the universe. So this spirit is the total presence of God. So if you immerse yourself in this total embrace of the creator of the universe, of the spirit within, the total embrace of the universal Father, you can't help but be transformed and soothed and energized no matter what is going on. And that is the biggest challenge, of course. But that, you can do it. You can do it. We're all children of God. You're a child of God. We're sisters and brothers. Think of what that means for our lives. Think of how we can go forward. You definitely can. So God is your loving universal Father. God is your loving divine parent who loves you unconditionally, no matter what you do, no matter how angry you've been, no matter what your experience with God, if you have used drugs, if you've been abused, doesn't matter. That love is always, always there. And it's more important what God thinks of you than what you think of yourself. Sometimes the way we feel about ourselves is completely wrong. Sometimes we've been misled. We've been abused. We've been disappointed and have this inaccurate, colored, weird vision of ourselves. But the absolute objective reality is in you, and that is a fragment of God. Think about it. Just think about that one. Inside you is an actual piece of the very source of all reality, of all people, of the entire universe. God gave you a real piece of himself, the spirit entity, and you have a direct communication with the very creator of the universe. So meanwhile, right, the creator is out there monitoring everything, whether it's the formations of galaxies hundreds of billions of light years away, whether it's fish in the ocean, doesn't matter. In that moment, if you say, God, I want to know you better. God, I want more light. God, I'm so angry. God, I feel whatever it is you feel, that is communicated to God. God knows. And that is just astounding. That is just so comforting, isn't it? God hears all, knows all, and is going to give you everything you need when you need it, in the way you need it, for as long as you need it. God knows just what to give you. Sometimes we have to be patient, and you may want to listen to one of my podcasts on prayer, but everything you need is right there. He's going to take care of you. And what this means is that wherever you are, you can go forward. Wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, the key is wholeheartedness. So I want to talk a little bit about that. It doesn't mean that you have to be wholehearted 110% all the time, because that's not sustainable. What this means is that when you have the urge, when you are self-conscious of this urge to do more, try as hard as you can, whatever you're doing to connect with the spiritual. Believe as hard as you can. Believe with faith what you're experiencing. And only when you're wholehearted, in those moments of wholeheartedness, will you make progress. But we can. We can. If you're wholehearted just maybe 60 seconds a day, that's enough. God can work with anything. And he's going to help you grow the garden of your soul. Because as you're wholehearted, you are helping grow your soul. And your soul is the conduit for all the light and love and power from God, from the Father directly. You will find the total peace, assurance, and security, the salvation that you're looking for, direct from the Creator of the universe. There's no middlemen. There's no unfair rules. There's no organizations or groups to interfere. It's simple. It's just so, so simple. Realize that. Realize that God's not going to make this complicated. He's made it so simple. Heck, he's in every one of us. So his fragments inside you, all you have to do literally is sit with God, take time, pour your heart out, listen, accept. Pour your heart out. Listen. Accept. Do it to your heart's content. Be alone. Do it when you can make time to do it. And then take that energy, take that inspiration, and live a better life. Work hard. It's spiritual nourishment and then spiritual exercise. And you'll get in an amazing cycle of light and life and growth as a child of God in this universe. As a person working with the angels, working with the unseen beings to transform yourself, to transform this world, to transform this universe. Nothing is going to stop us ultimately. Nothing is going to stop the plan of the Creator. Nothing is going to stop the plan of all of us spiritual beings, seen and unseen. We are on the entire team. We are here together working on this, and we're not going to give up because we believe in our divine loving Creator. We believe in our divine parent, and we will follow whatever our parent tells us to do, the divine will. We will attune our minds to the mind of our loving Creator, Universal Father. We will attune the vibrations of our souls to pick up the symphonies of eternity. We are unstoppable. Remember who you really are, my friend. No matter what you're going through, remember it. Feel the joy. Feel the peace, the assurance. Believe that you are a child of God. Say this again and again. I am a child of God. God knows me and loves me. God is my divine parent. God is my perfect, loving, universal Father. He's going to give me everything I need. I just need to act with faith. Act, help others, spend time with God. Have complete faith in the divine immersion. That's the key. Divine immersion in God, the complete embrace and communion with God, telling God what you're thankful for, realizing that God is a cosmic, modern, universal God, universal Father of everything. Completely accept God and accept your place in the universe. Use your faith, and that will unlock your entire journey. I believe in you. I believe in us. What a privilege. What a privilege to be here during this incredibly challenging time in the transition from one age to the other, in the transition to a better world. We get to be here now. We are the light workers. We are the spiritual beings transforming this world with our unseen friends. It doesn't matter what our backgrounds are. We are all family. It doesn't matter what our religions are. What matters is that we believe in the Creator. We will follow our Creator's will. We are going to unify together, and nothing can break our unity. Whether you consider yourself a light worker, a star seed, a Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Jew, it doesn't matter. We are all children of our loving Universal Father, and He wants to see us find the best universe, the best possible, wonderful, fulfilling life. And my friend, faith is the key. service to others is the key. Let's make a commitment together to seek that always. Whatever you're going through, I know your life can get better. I absolutely know it because there is no limit. There is no limit to the spiritual miracles that are performed and can be performed daily inside you. That's the greatest miracle of all. I wish you all the best, guys. I hope you have a great week. And again, I thank you for all your support of this podcast. Please go ahead and subscribe. I really appreciate that. Check out my website and so forth. And I wish you all the best. Have a great week. Thanks for listening today. I hope it helped you on your journey. Go to findmynewlife.com for all my podcasts and much more. If you'd like to contact me with ideas or requests, use the Contact Me link on that website. I wish you the best on your spiritual journey. Remember, you are a child of God and we are family. You could claim an amazing destiny. See you next time.